Welcome to the Spacious Scaling Podcast. This is for you if you're an online coach, creative, or service provider looking to scale your income and impact without burning out. I know that you want to deeply serve your clients, grow your income, and build a thriving online business without having to sacrifice your time, energy, or personal life. And I'm here to help you achieve exactly that. I'm your host, Steph Dunn, and I'm going to be sharing with you intuitive strategies, practical tips, and powerful stories. So let's go. Hello, welcome back to the Spacious Scaling Podcast. I am recording the first episode since I released the podcast last week, so it feels really exciting to be recording knowing that the podcast is out there and I'm going to be releasing this episode tomorrow. And yeah, I don't know, it feels really cool and I'm really excited that I've got this out there. So if you listened to the first episodes, if you sent me a message of support when I released the podcast, thank you so much. It does mean so much to me. And yeah, I'm really excited that I have this platform now to be speaking on and sharing, and it feels like a really good way for me to be creating content. And I am also recording this, some video content to repurpose onto social media. It was like a bit of a mess around trying to get my like phone camera to work and my external microphone, and I really wanted it to be like recorded as one file, but I'm using Descript. I couldn't get it to work. Anyway, so I've worked something out for now. We'll see how it goes. But as I said, I'm really excited about the topic for today's episode because I think it is something that is a common conversation when it comes to selling courses and group offers in the online space, and that is the live launch versus evergreen debate. Which is better than the other? Which options should you choose? And we're going to touch on it all today. So for a little bit of a summary on what we're going to touch on in this episode, there are four main things. So I'll obviously touch on the difference between the two approaches, between live launching and selling on evergreen. I'm also going to speak into the main reason why I think people want to go evergreen, and then the mistakes that people make when doing both approaches, like either live launching or evergreen, and then some things for you to consider before you take your offer evergreen, or if you are considering using that model in your business. So let's dive into the first one, and I'm going to define both approaches if you don't know, and just so you understand my context of how I believe these two to work. Okay, so live launching is where you have a set timeline that you are selling your offer in. So you will have a date that you open cart, people can start purchasing, and there'll be a date that you close cart, so no one can come in and purchase that offer after that certain date. And then you may look to be building a wait list instead, so that you are building a list of leads for the next time you live launch. When you live launch, I guess there are two ways that you can then run the delivery of your offer. So also, when I'm talking about anything in this episode, I am doing it under the context of looking at a program that is run with some live components in it, as opposed to like no, like a passive, just get access to a few modules, but a lot will overlap. Anyway, so if you live launch, you could then either, what I think is like the most common approach, is deliver your offer in a cohort-based approach. So everyone who comes in and purchases in that live launch is then in the same cohort running through your course on the same timeline. So there might be a community, you're teaching components live, or they're getting access to content on the same timeline. You can also do it where maybe if you have a more longer term program where you have set live launches, but everyone is in the same group. And so there could be people in that group that came in 6 months ago and people that came in the offer today. It really depends on how your offer is set up and if it's set up to work in that format, or if everyone needs to be on the same timeline for it to make sense. So that is live launching. And then evergreen is simply the opposite, where you don't have a set open and close cart date, or I guess a set close cart date. So people can come in and purchase your offer at any time. So they could purchase today or tomorrow. There's not really going to be a big difference. And then when you look at the delivery of your offer, it is more likely that everyone is running on different timelines, because anyone can come in at any point of time. It's not really going to make sense if they then have to wait for a group like cohort to start at a later date. So they're probably going to be coming in, and if you run any live elements to your course, then yeah, everyone's going to be on a different timeline. So a few pros and cons of each approach. So some pros for live launching is you have the natural urgency of a timeline built in. Obviously, people know that you are going to close off sales and they can't join after a certain date. So that does build a sense of urgency. And I think there is also a bit of a conversation around, is this ethical or not? Is it supportive of people's decision-making processes? And I think having the urgency of a timeline can be done in a way where it is ethical and it does support people who maybe have a longer decision-making process, or if you are someone who leans on the knowledge of human design in your business, if you think about people like reflectors who have a longer process meant to wait like a full lunar cycle to make big decisions, then there are certainly ways that you can consider that in your live launch approach. Secondly, I think live launching is really supportive of a cyclical approach to business. So if you are someone who likes to have seasons where you can really step back and slow down and not have to be in the delivery of your offer or have to be, putting a lot of output into your business, then having a live launch model can be really supportive of that. Of course, you don't want to like completely slow your business down when you're not launching, because that will impact the success of your launches. But I think this approach is really supportive of that. Secondly, it is really supportive of having cohort-based offers. So if you run your courses in a way where everyone's on the same timeline, they start at the same point, you teach them through the concepts, etc., and then you like they close off, obviously having a live launch model supports that. Live launching is also really a great way to have large cash injections in your business. So if you are needing to, for some reason, generate like a decent amount of cash in your business, then having a live launch can be really supportive of that. And live launching allows you to have a concentrated time where you can collect a solid amount of data and then be able to shift your plan for the next launch based on the data that you collected. So as opposed to Evergreen, which we'll get to, because you don't have that timeline urgency, you're probably going to see your results spread out over time, where you can't really collect as much data in one hit as you can with a live launch. And then for a few cons on live launching, it can require a decent amount of prep time. However, what I have found is that if you create a system in your business for live launching, the system itself is like rinse and repeat. So even though you are launching a different product, if you are launching like the same thing multiple times, it gets easier and less time intensive every time, as long as you have a system that you are following and you have the things set up in your business to make sure that you're not completely starting from scratch every single time. And then obviously there is more energy output required in terms of creating content and like warming your audience up to the live launch. But I don't know, I feel like the conversation around this compared to Evergreen is a bit funny, and we'll get to that when we get to the Evergreen section. But yeah, so there's a bit more prep and output required in concentrated amounts of time when it comes to live launching. So I guess you can either see that as a pro in that it supports different seasons and having a cyclical based business, or a con in the fact that it means that at some time you will be outputting a lot more. Okay, and then when we get to Evergreen, a few pros for having an Evergreen model. Firstly, is that people can join at any time, so it supports people who have a longer decision-making process. It also means that you have the opportunity to create more consistent sales rather than having like the lull of non-launch months where you're maybe not bringing in as much income and you're just relying on payment plans being paid and any other like recurring income that you have in your business, maybe from one-to-one clients and those sorts of things. Some cons for Evergreen is usually the tech setup is a little bit more fiddly than live launching. Like it requires a little bit more work and a little bit more like finessing in the automations. Some other cons is it can take longer to see results of your changes unless you are getting a large amount of traffic through your funnel. So this is because when you have a live launch and you have a set timeline, you are more likely to see a large amount of like people come through in that amount of time compared to when you're doing Evergreen, because when you're selling on Evergreen, people don't have that like FOMO sense and that like urgency from the timeline. They know that they could do this next week. They could do it next month. There's nothing stopping them from doing this later. Whereas with a live launch, there is something stopping them because you are going to close the cart at some time. So it just means that you're not as likely to be getting as many numbers through, which means it's going to take a little bit longer for you to see any results from changing things within your funnel. So if something's not working and you make a change, you're not going to be able to see the impact of that straight away. And then if you are running a program that is live and it has some like live components in it, it means that you essentially need to be running that all the time if you are selling it on Evergreen, because people are not going to want to join your program if they then have to wait a month or two to actually get started. They're probably just going to wait a month or two to join and get started. And that might work for you. Like having a live program that is run all the time might not be something that bothers you. It might not be something that concerns you, but yeah, just something to think about there. Okay, so that is a bit of an overview on the two approaches and some, yeah, pros and cons to look out on each side. And now I want to go into the main reason why I think people want to go evergreen, because I do see this come up a lot. And then I'm going to dive into the mistakes that I see people make for both options, for live launching and evergreen. Okay, so the main reason that I feel people want to go evergreen is that they have tried to live launch before and they haven't seen the results they wanted and they feel burnt out by live launching. And so there's almost like this mindset that one way or the other is going to work. And therefore, if I've live launched before and it made me feel really stressed, it was too much of an energy output, I got burnt out at the end and I didn't even get the results that I wanted, then therefore evergreen must be the solution to that. And I think there is like a massive problem with thinking this way. And I think like the problem is not that live launching made you stressed out, it burnt you out. The problem is the way you approach live launching is what burnt you out, is what stressed you out. And so it's not like the way of launching that is the problem, but it's the way that you are launching is the problem. So I'm going to dive into a few of the mistakes that I see people make when they are live launching and also selling on Evergreen. Okay, for live launching, also when you say a word too much and then it like starts to lose its meaning to you and you like question, am I pronouncing it right? Am I saying the right word? That is currently how I feel about live launching and evergreen, because I feel like I've said it 1,000 times already in this episode. But anyway, mistakes people make when they live launch, this is a really big one, and that is that their launch is too short. And we can look at this at every step of the launching process. I think it comes up as a problem. So whether it be the time they give themselves to prepare for their launch, it's not enough. Whether it's the time that they give themselves to warm up their audience and get them to a point where people would actually be ready to buy their offer, it's not enough. Or when they open the cart, it's not long enough. And it could be that maybe just one of these like phases of launching is too short, or what I see a lot is that every single phase is too short. Like people have an idea, they think it's really fucking good and they want to launch it tomorrow. They open up sales for a few days because they can't wait and they want to start the program next week. And then they just end up resenting that launching process and they don't get the results that they want. So I think that is a really big one. Having a solid launch process that you follow every time you launch an offer is so important to see success and to see the results that you want. And if we are firstly not even following a process, but then not giving ourselves the time needed at every step of the way, it is like a surefire way to resent launching and not get the results that you want in your business. And the second mistake is that they are expecting really big results on the first launch. And I'm pretty sure I spoke about this in one of the initial podcast episodes that I put out, is that we can compare ourselves to how other people are experiencing their business success online and, yeah, the impact of that. But I think when we expect to be able to launch something for the first time and to be able to get like really incredible, like high return results on our like time and energy that we put into that launch, I think that is a huge mistake. And I am a strong believer that the more you launch something, the more you can refine your process, your sales process, your messaging, all of the things that are required to actually get results from a launch. And whilst yes, like you can most definitely get big results from the first time you launch, you can most definitely hit your launch goals the first time you launch, I think if we don't, and we are expecting that, and then we don't take the action, the next steps from there to refine that process, then that is a problem. And this is why I am a really big fan of having a signature offer in your business that you can repeatedly launch and you are repeatedly selling, because this gives you the opportunity to refine those processes over and over and to make sure that when things in the industry change, we can give ourselves time to change that in our sales and marketing process. Those are two key mistakes when live launching. And then I have three or four mistakes for when selling on Evergreen. The first is that we are going straight from live launching to Evergreen without testing our marketing, our sales, our delivery, all of those things. And yeah, my opinion is if you want to sell something on Evergreen, you should live launch it like 2 to 3 times first rather than going straight to Evergreen. And I think this is really important because one of the things that I said about live launching is that it is a condensed amount of time, which means that you can get a better gauge on what's working and what's not working. You can see a lot more data to understand what you might need to tweak in the next time. Whereas if you go straight to Evergreen, it's like you have a slow trickle of people coming through that funnel. You're not going to understand what's working, what's not working. You're not going to have a clear understanding of conversion rates and those sort of things that you need to know in order to optimize a funnel. And so it's going to take a lot longer for you to collect all the data that you need to then be able to make the adjustments that you need to make to actually get success from your Evergreen funnel. Okay, the second one is not understanding the numbers required to hit their Evergreen goals. And this is related to the first thing that I said, in the fact that because you don't have that urgency of time, you are going to have a slower number of people trickle through your funnel, as opposed to if you're live launching. That's like generally how things work. And so you might not completely understand exactly how many people you need to get into your funnel, new people that you need to get onto your list and those sorts of things to actually be converting at the numbers that you need to convert at. And if you don't know what numbers that you need to be hitting to hit your goals on Evergreen or when you're live launching, then send me a DM on Instagram right now. I have a free resource for you that is going to show you all of those numbers. So you can message me right now while you're still listening to this episode. And then the third mistake for Evergreen is that people think that it's set and forget, and they completely underestimate the work required for that funnel to continuously be working and bringing in results to their business. Yeah, I see. You can't just create this offer, create the funnel, put it in your Instagram bio, put it on your website, and then forget about it and expect for it to be getting you results. Like, you need to make sure that you are driving people to your top of funnel, getting them onto your list, getting them to the place where your automations are going to take over and take them through your sales process. You need to obviously make sure that you've got content that's always driving people to that top of funnel. And also you need to be reviewing the data like regularly and making tweaks based on that so that you can continue to see results from your funnel. So those are the main mistakes that I see people make when they are either selling their offer live during live launches or if they are selling on Evergreen. And so I wanted to wrap up this episode and give you a few things to consider if you are wanting to set up your offer on an Evergreen funnel. So the first thing is to definitely live launch your offer 2 to 3 times before you take it Evergreen. And I would also say here, like 2 to 3 times where you feel like you are getting good results. You feel like you're hitting your launch goals, or yeah, you're getting a really solid like conversion rate on things. And like I said, if you have questions on what those rates should be, on what you should be aiming for, shoot me a message. I would love to share this resource with you. But yeah, I would make sure that you have launched it a few times, you've really refined your messaging, and you have nailed your like delivery process and like everything involved with getting someone to purchase and what happens after they purchase, and making sure that you have the system set up to track all of that data as well. Because it could be that you have launched the offer a few times already, but you didn't have like things set up to track how well things are converting. You don't have access to that data. And if that is where you're at right now, then I would recommend launching it a few more times just so that you have a bit of a baseline on how things are converting when you live launch. That is going to be so helpful when you are setting up your Evergreen funnels. The next thing to consider if you are wanting to sell on Evergreen is I would still build in periods of a live launch where you are hyping your offer. Maybe you have a promo, and it could be that you live launch on the front end like a couple of times, and then between your live launches, you have funnels set up and you are only driving people to like that middle of funnel section that is opting them into a relevant lead magnet that's then going to put them in a sales sequence. I actually have a few clients that operate this way for both a membership and a group offer. Technically, anyone can join at any point in time. It is set up on Evergreen, but she publicly live launches 3 to 4 times a year. So she'll run like a conversion event, have a set open and close cart date off the back of that conversion event. But then between those launches, there is a Evergreen funnel set up where people can opt into a like short video training series. And then off the back of that, they are given a limited time option to join the membership. So it is still running in the background. Anyone can join at any time. But then we are still using those live launch periods to create a little bit more revenue and get a few more people in the doors, and still those live launches are what is creating the most sales for her and the most revenue when it comes to that offer. But obviously having it available on Evergreen means that we are not completely losing sales in the middle of those live launches. And then my last tip would be to really invest your time and resources and energy in the setup of your Evergreen funnel. So like I said, you want to make sure that you have the right system set up to track like conversions and data, and you'd want to be setting up systems to track like a lead so that you can do some personalized outreach, that you can look them up, making sure the right type of people are coming through the funnel, your ideal client, like you're nailing the marketing and messaging, etc. And also in the systems that are delivering your offer and your sales sequence and those sorts of things. Because if you have stuck together a few random systems and made it work, but it's not ideal, that can have a really shitty impact on how your funnel performs. And I think it's really important if you are setting up an Evergreen funnel, particularly for something that you want to be a core like revenue maker in your business suite, then we need to make sure that we have like the systems and the automations and the processes set up in the back end to support that process. And yeah, that is just really important. And my final thing here is that my final tip, if you're wanting to go Evergreen, is to have the mindset that it still needs constant like work and attention from you, just in a different way than what a live launch would. So you want to make sure that you're checking in with the data, you're making sure that your like leads are being nurtured through the process, and yeah, it's not going to be set and forget. If you have the mindset that Evergreen is set and forget, then I strongly encourage you to rethink that. Yeah. Okay. So that is a summary on live launching versus Evergreen. I hope you found this episode helpful if you are considering going Evergreen, or just if you are someone who's currently live launching, that you got something out of that. And yeah, I'll see you in next week's episode.